T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And
we heard Rob's Steve show.
We did.
Amazing.
We knew that, really. I mean, really, we knew it. Everybody does.
Because why wouldn't they?
Everybody loves the Les Grobstein show. Why would you not love it? But it's good to get a confirmation.
Sure. The dog is actually just, you know, whining about the Cubs' inability to pick up the baseball.
And
I believe that's also canine for Advert Alzolay could be tipping pitches. That's what he's saying. Lawrence Holmes is here. He's got you the next couple hours. He's got Joe in just a few minutes. What's up, man?
It's almost like what you have is the beginning of Sure Shot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Good call. Can't you, won't you, don't stop. Yeah, good.
Just a little bit of that. How you guys doing?
Okay. It was kind of angsty after last night. That was no fun.
I was talking with people all night last night on Twitter on when did you eject? Like, when I ejected 11-5. Although, had I been a Cubs fan, I would have been tempted to eject after the Bryant at-bat with the bases loaded.
It was a tough one.
Because there was a lot of stuff that went on where you had Albert almost run you out of an inning, out of a big inning. And then they rally. You get a hit from the pitcher. The lineup turns over. You're in a position to tie the game or take the lead with your best player at the plate. And he has a bad at bat.
Just a giveaway on a pitch on the outer third. That's a rough one to have to watch. Although I know you watched Brad Brock's swing then, right?
I did.
I don't know. I mean, I know baseball players come in all shapes and sizes, and then there's athleticism. Even I don't know how that swing produces a bat on ball. I don't get it. I don't really understand it. That's amazing to me.
Sometimes you just have to run into one.
Yes. I guess. And if Hunter Pence can do it, then I suppose really any kind of size and shape can.
Well, Hunter Pence is doing it at an all-star level.
He's terrific. He's 39 or 54 or whatever he is with a broke-down body, and he's still putting up all-star numbers.
What do you call him, Dan? Underpants?
Underpants. And he finally has adopted that. He put that on his Players Weekend jersey, I believe.
Underpants.
I believe he finally recognized himself, as he should, as Underpants, when I've always called him that.
Yeah, he is Underpants. He is... That guy.
When is Players Weekend?
I don't know. Isn't it the week after All-Star, or
I thought it was after the deadline, because didn't they have a whole bunch of guys move?
Yeah.
I think it's after the deadline. After guys can get, well, it used to be after guys can get called up too, because you had a whole bunch of dudes with misplaced names in the last couple of years we did it.
I enjoy the ones that just try to keep it simple.
Smitty?
Yep.
Please.
Joe. Just call me Joe.
Kid with 93 eyes, right?
That's Trout.
Trout's, right?
That's Trout. That was one of the most worn Halloween costumes in my neighborhood last year.
It was the Keed jersey?
It was the Mike Trout Players Weekend jersey.
I enjoy watching Mike Trout like warm up, because he seems to like spot kids in the crowd and like just plays catch with them.
I love that trend. There's so many videos, like a happy dad is showing a player that just decided to come out early and wants to throw with a kid, and then the kid keeps the ball. That's a great little sports tradition.
It's a good way to kind of get younger people involved in the game that are already there.
It's something you give back with the nets going all the way to the foul poles, too.
Unless the time you're taking to put in some of the nets are the style that can roll up and roll down. I mean, it's possible that you've got some nets that can actually extend and
or
drop
can
and
cut
whatnot.
Through, like, because like with that area that's in between the seats and the beginning of the dugout.
Oh yeah,
is a little cut through where you could just kind of lift it up if you wanted
to. That's true. Or make them retractable.
Like,
I mean, I'm trying to think of things that we would give up once this all gets done, and it will get done, obviously. But if you could just sort of push a button on a remote, and by the time the game is ready to go, you just slide them on down.
I'm sure there's some technology that can be employed.
We've got smartphones now. I'm sure we can master nets.
It's not true.
So you got Joe coming up. Just give us a little preview of what's on your list for your bullet points here, what we're going to hear.
Well, I want to talk to him about what happens with a game like last night? Because I would be tempted if this were earlier in the year that it's a flush it game. But I don't know if that's a flush it game last night. So I want to talk with Joe about that. And I also want to talk with him about what is it like when the expectations are high, and for what, the last month and a half or so, the Cubs have played below what their own expectations are. What does that do for him? Like, sort of those things. I want to try to get into his office a little bit and find out what does he think about when you're making suggestions. And if you listen to the show, if you listen to Joe with me, the stuff that he says all the time is middle way. That's the approach. That's what I want guys to have. If you're telling guys and they're still not doing it, who's that on? Is that on the manager? Is that on the front office? Is that on the players? What's the combination of all three?
Yeah, and I don't want this to sound too ominous, but I checked in with a buddy of mine who knows what's going on in the Cubs offices, and all I was told was at the moment there are indeed closed-door meetings going on determining next steps, whatever that means. Whether it means roster tweaks, whether it means possible call-ups, whether it means trade talk or anything else, that I don't know that that's a flush-it game in the eyes of some of the suits.
It's what's really weird is that you are having some seasons where you go, it doesn't add up. What does Sheehan tell you guys that they should be 47 and 38?
Correct. That's the Pythagorean record.
Where you look at, wow, you're getting all this production from Jason Hayward, and Bryant seems to be on his numbers, and Baez is doing really well, and Anthony Rizzo is probably going to be 32, 33, and 100 yet again. But there's something that's happening with them, with runners in scoring position, that no one has been able to figure out.
It keeps happening. This is not a new problem, even in 2016.
We were talking, was it last Thursday, where we were talking about going through all of those numbers where this collection of Cubs has struggled with runners in scoring position. But now it feels like because the margin is a little bit slimmer with the rest of the teams in the National League Central, you got to win those battles with runners in scoring position, and you're not.
Plus a leaky bullpen, a defense that's not top in the last 50 years or so, and a rotation that's banged up. Joe's got a lot of things to work through.
Yeah, so we're going to work through those things with Joe, and also we're going to do some NBA. Rick Bucher is going to be on the show.
He's great.
And Layla Rahimi is going to visit. Oh. She'll be here at 1 o'clock, and it'll be good to hang out with her. I haven't seen Layla in a little bit, so we'll definitely talk some baseball with her. Gentlemen, thank you. As always, you can listen to Bernstein and McKnight every day, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.